You've spent hours finding multiple horses for you to use in your Minecraft game, but which one is the best? How do we find out? Let's build a crazy contraption.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
This episode of OMG Craft is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere on your TV, smartphone, or tablet. Visit huluplus.com/OMG to start your 2-week free trial. That's huluplus.com/OMG. Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm OMG Chad. This is the show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. And becoming an expert, this week we are going to learn all about horses. You've spent hours trying to find a horse in your world, but how do you know if it's the best horse that you can get? I've assembled some of these tests in my world, so let's check it out. So this is my vanilla server. Of course, this works on any servers. Pro tip, watch out for creepers in roofed forests. And here we are at our horse testing facility. Here's how it works. The further that you run down this track, the better your horse is. And we're going to count how many of these little things we go under because they determine how fast our horse is going. Hello. Hello, friend. How is it going, Mr. Zombie Man? Okay, kill him. So let's just go ahead and test out the horse that I'm running right now. We're going to just go straight, no sprinting. We've gotten through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. There we go. And now you can see that I've taken a half heart of damage down there at the bottom. Boop, and I've taken another half heart. Each of these little pedestals are set up with differing degrees of how far away they are from these pressure plates down here. Let me quickly show off how this works. You start off with a pressure plate, and it will send a pulse down this line, which will lower the piston at the other end. This piston is dropped into the ground one extra block, and then there is a gravel block right on top. And the cool thing about this specific design is that you don't need a sticky piston to create this because it's just gravel right on top. We can actually go ahead and break this, and you can see no sticky piston required. So useful if you are resource deprived. The other thing is that each of these stanchions is one block further than the last. This one, as you can see, has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 6 blocks until you would hurt. Oh! Thanks for standing on that pressure plate, little horsey. That was not intended. Before you get to this stanchion. When you're on a horse, you will take head damage if you pop through a 3-tall space. So here's how this works in theory. Is your horse steps on these pressure plates, causing the pistons to go down. When you step off, there is a 20-tick pulse that goes down, which is about a second on most servers. That can depend on how slow your server is going. So that is hello, creeper.
Pro tip, watch out for creepers in roofed forests.
Well, this portion of our testing facility is a little bit... it's a little bit destroyed. No worries, though. I was going to test out these horses and kind of show you some of the differences, but we can go ahead and start on this one if you need. If you run into technical difficulties while recording your series on how to make stuff in Minecraft. So let's go ahead and test this guy out. Obviously, I'm taking tons of head damage. This one is a fast horse as well. And so as we get further down, I have up to 13 blocks that the horse can go, because that's the fastest a horse can move in Minecraft, is 13 blocks a second. This one also hit right here at the 6th line. And if you remember, we started with 5. So you're going to add 5 to whichever of these stanchions you come across. So we got to 6, so that means that this horse can travel 11 blocks a second. And if you're having a hard time remembering that, just remember how far the horse from the pressure plate to the gravel. You can just go ahead and count that up, and it'll help you remember. I also have a sign on this one that reminds me that this is 9. Now, the second stat that you want to test is how high your horse can jump. So let's just go ahead and test him out just really quick. He looks like he may be in a 2.5, and he definitely jumped over that. So let's see if this guy can jump 3. And he cannot. So this horse is just a 2.5 high jumper. We have a few others over here. I don't even remember. Oh, this guy's slow poke. So he may not even get through. Taking tons of head damage. He may not even get through this first. Yep, there we go. So he's much, much slower than the previous horses. Let's see what his jump is. It looks like that was 2.5. He may be a 3. If I can. Yeah, he jumped over that just fine. And I do know that this horse over, I forget which one, I tried to find a horse that could jump 4 high. Actually, this guy, I remember this guy, he can't do anything. He can't jump over 2.5. He can't jump over 2. He may not even, I think he can get over 1.5. This is a 1.5 jump high horse. Remember, a horse's max speed is 13 and max health is 15. So if you find any horses with those traits, you have got a winner. 100% grade A. Now let's talk about Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus is the great service that allows you to binge on thousands of TV shows. You know Hulu.com, but with Hulu Plus, you can now watch those shows on a TV, on a smartphone, on a tablet, and of course, your PC. They have great shows like Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, Family Guy, and SNL. And on certain shows, you can watch every episode like Lost, Doctor Who, Community, and Star Trek. And the cost is really, really great. Coming in at $7.99 for a month, it's so easy to enjoy Hulu Plus and get those great shows and movies, great content anywhere. How about a 2-week free trial? That's an extended extra week if you go to huluplus.com/OMG that tells them that we sent you there, and you get a whole free week of using Hulu Plus so that you can test it out yourself. We thank Hulu Plus for their support of OMG Craft and the Twit Network, and we hope you enjoy watching instantly with Hulu Plus. I hope that you've enjoyed this horse tip, because I have found it really useful that you don't have to install any mods. You can do this on any vanilla server or single player world. Another fun fact is that in order to find out which horse is faster, you can play tug of war with a friend. All you have to do is attach your lead to their horse, and they attach their lead to your horse, pull against each other, and you'll find out which horse is faster. This doesn't tell you the exact amount of speed like the tests that we did do, but if you're having a competition and you want to find out whose horse will win, play some tug of war. That is about it for this episode of OMG Craft. Thanks so much for watching. If you would like to catch future episodes of OMG Craft, head on over to twit.tv/OMGCraft, and that's how you can subscribe. If you want to send me either tips or feedback, mail@OMGCraft.com, and you can follow my personal YouTube channel where I make Let's Plays and Vlogs at youtube.com/OMGChad. That's me. Thanks so much for watching. See you next time. Bye.